for Geelong Marine World. Powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Yes, you're in the fifth quarter at Drew Oval this afternoon, and it was Joey's by 9 points over Newtown and Chilwell. We're going down to the boundaries thanks to Geelong Marine World. Geelong Marine World powered by Suzuki Marine. With Tom King is the coach of the Newtown Chilwell Football Club, Damien McMahon.
Macca, thanks for joining us. Commiserations, firstly. What was your message to the players post-game? The word was that you might have a few home truths maybe in the rooms afterwards.
Yeah, no, it's probably a good way to describe it. Well, we just went smart enough with how we played today. We sort of went against what's been working well for us. We went back through the traffic for long portions of the game, which certainly didn't work in our favour. You know, even the last quarter, you probably heard the coach's box screaming to bring the ball this side to the open part of the ground. So, credit to St Joseph's. They were too good on the day. They played some good football, kicked some really nice goals and capitalised on their forward entries. On the flip side, we weren't good enough with the forward power that we had. We just didn't generate enough goals.
The back line, especially at times, just couldn't get that generate that movement. And I think there was a moment in the second quarter where Taya Miles got them together and spoke to them. And I spoke to him at halftime as he came off the ground. And he mentioned just the stagnant ball movement and just something for the day. They wouldn't allow you those exits. And I suppose that's a bit of credit to the way they were coached today.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. It's good movement and good defence from St Joseph's. It's a small ground. It's obviously a hard one to get to the open side. You can defend it quite well, and they defended it better than we did. There's no doubt about that. And with the talent we had in our back line, we just didn't use the ball by foot near as much as we can and have in the past.
You weren't afraid to throw things around. You sent Bond and Fiore back at times just to get things going. But just Bond today just couldn't get his hands on it the way he'd liked, and probably the delivery didn't help him.
Yeah, look, he had a couple of nice one-on-ones in the goal square that maybe a few weeks ago we might have marked when he had a bit more touch. But obviously being out for a couple of weeks, no games for him. He just couldn't quite hang on to a few that we thought he might have. It was a great duel for obviously him and a couple of our other forwards that just couldn't quite pull in the marks that they might have done a few weeks ago.
Macca, we spoke about the flexibility of your team and how they can go forward and go back pre-game. At halftime, when you made those changes that Kingy just spoke of, was that out of necessity? Did you see an error, a problem there where you weren't get straight enough or anything like that, or the forwards weren't coming at the ball carrier, or was it just to try and sort of get yourselves back in the game, I guess?
No, it was a combination of a few things. We didn't think our forwards were coming up at the foot enough and often. We knew that Hocking would be able to do that. Fiore obviously kicked a couple of goals in the first half, but didn't look like he was running across the ground as well we'd like him to. So hence we made a couple of changes. Bond we've used down back a lot last year, and sometimes it's been the thing that's, I suppose, triggered him and got him into the game. There's no doubt they both worked harder when they were down back than they did forward. And sometimes, I think it's not a bad circuit breaker. It mightn't have worked as well today as we would have liked it to. Changes that we thought we were prepared to make and give ourselves a chance to get back in front.
I know it's only post-game, half an hour, but obviously through your statistics during the day in your coach's box, was there a certain area you thought you fell down? Was it contested ball, uncontested ball, or was there certain other areas that you thought might have been a bit of a problem where they got you in?
Yeah, we just didn't mark the ball as much as we would have liked. That's probably the key statistic that we thought we relied on. I think in the third quarter, we only had 7 marks. We normally get 20 to 25 for the quarter. So that said a lot about our ball movement. It's always a good indicator of how well we're playing. And the fact that we only had 7 meant that they had way too much of the ball and we weren't using it as well as we would like to. So, I'm sure the clearances and contested ball will end up pretty even. It was a good battle for both teams. Both mids played some good football. I thought some of our better players were playing in the mids and some of their better players were also playing there. So, that was probably the key difference we thought.
I was just going to say on the back of that, we spoke to Carson just a couple of minutes ago, and obviously it's a highly stressful job sitting in the coach's box, and particularly when the game's close. But for the neutral observer or the fans out there, it was one hell of a game of football. And if you come to watch Geelong Football League to see how good it was, today's the game you wanted to come and see as a spectacle. It was a great game of football.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. If we're on the winning side, I would say it was even better than it was. But no, look, I agree with you. It was a good open game of football. There's some really good contests, some good players running around. The ball was used pretty well. The weather held up well. And some great goals kicked as well. You know, like some of the St Joseph stoppage goals were a real highlight of their game. You know, in the last quarter, Charlie Byrne kicking the goal that he kicked from outside 50, and you know, and a few other the snaps that Mick Condy had in the first half of the game were as good a goals as he kicked. So, if you're a pure football lover, and I'm sure there was lots of them neutral viewers today playing on a Sunday, would have went away and thought they'd seen a good game of football.
One of those players for you, Mac, and Ned Harris, was really good for you today back in the team.
Yeah, well, our player is just a watered-in player's player. You know, he's just a guy that keeps putting his head over it, uses it well, gets forward, had a lot of the ball, and generally uses it really well. He's a warrior for us. He's a guy that's now played a lot of footy at Newtown and played a bit of VFL football as well. So he's in that purple patch of an age bracket where, he should be playing his best football, and I'd say he is.
And Wilco keeps getting better in the ruck too. He had a really dominant game today, and I suppose the St Joey's boys did start to rove off him a bit late because they knew that he was so dominant.
Yeah, look, he's becoming a very powerful ruckman. In his second year, he's still played under 20 games of footy yet. So, he's getting bigger, stronger. He's running harder. You know, he only had, a couple of small breaks, 2 or 3 minutes. Normally we'd have Jai Sheen giving him a bit more of a longer breather. But he's going from strength to strength. And I think in the next half of the season, he's going to be one of the best ruckmen in the comp.
Back down to you, Kingy.
Thank you for that. Damien, Matt McMahon has got some ice on a wrist or a forearm. Is that going to need to be checked out?
I'm sure it is, but that's no surprise. Matt McMahon's always got ice on some part of his body after every game. You know, to his credit, he had COVID a week ago, got up and played. He then had a sore calf last week and run around and played. You know, he's probably, our best player or in our top three again. So, hopefully there's nothing too seriously wrong with him, but it'd take something serious for him not to play. So every week that we think he's not going to play, he always finds a way to get up. And as late as yesterday afternoon, there was a decision made whether he'd play or not today. But I'm glad he did. And, he played a fantastic game and kicked some awesome goals.
Yeah, absolutely played very well. 6-day break, how do you treat it going into St Mary's?
It's going to have to be a light week. They've obviously had the luxury of coming and watching us today as well. On the flip side, I got there to see them yesterday as well. Both teams coming off a loss. So, it sets the scene for a really good game. We'll no doubt need a couple of light sessions based off, the shorter break plus a really physical game of footy.
What time would you like to talk to us? 11:15 or 11:30?
I don't know. We'll answer that during the week, mate. It's a bit earlier than we'd be usually doing it. But we'll have to get ourselves into the AM preparation rather than the PM.
As I said before, we really appreciate 11 AM K-Rock football on air. Macca, commiserations today. We do appreciate your time post-game for Geelong Marine World and look forward to seeing you next Saturday against St Mary's.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks to Damien McMahon down there with Tom King, coach of the Newtown Chilwell Football Club, and went down by 9 points today.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.